And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
Hi, I'm Tony Grafton. I teach European history at Princeton, and I'm here to tell you that Latin can save your life. I didn't always know or believe this, but in the last few years, I found that my students at Princeton were doing work of a quality and a scale that I'd never seen before. And the reason I realized this was I was found I had to get up at 4 a.m. in order just to keep up with what they were doing. And I began to wonder how this was possible. What was igniting these students? What I discovered was that most of them had gone to a summer institute in Rome where they learned to speak Latin. The method was founded by an American priest who used to write Latin documents for the Pope. He was a grumpy, wonderful man who invited anyone who wanted to come study Latin with him in the summer and taught you not how to translate Latin. He hated that. He thought it was stupid that people could take 10 years of Latin and would only be able to translate 30 lines. He would say, every bum and prostitute in the ancient city of Rome could speak Latin, and you're going to do that too, and then you'll really be able to read it. And he would yell at people. He spoke sharply at them, he needled them, and they loved him. And by the end of those summers, they could do it. They could speak Latin. They could hear the music and the poetry. They could hear the scorn and the satires. Well, a number of young scholars have taken this up. They've built a bit of an endowment with scholarships so they can take kids who can't afford it. They bring these students to Rome, and for a month, they march them around. They read Latin books in the places they're about. They read about gladiators in the Colosseum. They have classes where students are constantly challenged, not just to translate, but to make Latin their own, to talk about Latin in Latin. They sing Latin. They rap Latin. It makes them inspired students. It gives them vocations. They want to teach. These students are seeing themselves as chosen to keep Latin alive. And others find inspiration in this to do things like, in one case, building a tutoring program for third graders in Bushwick to get them off the streets, which aren't safe, and have them reading Latin. In an age when the humanities are full of despair, when studies that don't seem to bring any profit are despised, there's something about this which I don't yet understand, but I'm here to say it's the most hopeful thing I've seen in the humanities in about 20 years, and it works. I have seen the future, said Lincoln Steffens when he went to Soviet Russia, and it works. Well, he was wrong, but I have seen the past, and it does work.
Historian Anthony Grafton with his dangerous idea. You'll find more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.